Lord, I am sorry for my weakness and wanting to relax tonight when our prayers are really needed. Thank you for putting me back on track. Jesus began, "My beloved ones, the spirit is strong, but the flesh is weak, and you are contending with extraordinary opposing powers. Yes, that is right. Many things are stacked against you, not the least of which is the cumulative radiation you have been absorbing. You really must take your anti-radiation medicine. You will regret it if you don't. And part of what you are contending with now comes from the substantial increase from the sun." Enough said. My faithful and beautiful ones, the outcome of this election is still hanging in the balance. Yes, it is. And that's why you will be praying for days until it is all sorted out. There are those who give credence to mainline news broadcasts and go no further in examining the motives behind their opinions or what their vested interests are. They just believe everything they say, and recent others who claim there are payoffs behind the scenes. This is what I reveal to you in a vision. What Jesus is referring to is that during prayer, I was shown a vision of the ballot monitors for one side receiving a substantial amount of cash for overlooking the illegal ballots on the other side. He continued, "You see, my bride, nothing will be set right until my kingdom comes and my will is done on this earth as it is in heaven. But you must never stop trying, for I am working with those who are not cheating, and there will be scandal as I expose the cheaters. You are witnessing a brutal war between ideologies plotting to control the world. Let those who are righteous continue to be righteous. Let those who are thieves and murderers continue to steal and murder. Each will receive their own very special reward and judgment. Your special assignment is to love your brother as you love yourself and pray for his good." And that was the end of his message. One of our brothers saw the divine mercy rays shining on Pennsylvania, Nevada, and Northeast Maine. This is only the beginning, dear heart dwellers. We need to continue to pray and offer up whatever we are able to for peace and not war, for unity and not a divided America, for the salvation of souls and not death and destruction.